Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Simon Gear, he of course is a climatologist and a national authority on global warming and green issues. Simon, they're telling me that I'm moaning a lot about the weather and that I say that every year. I can't recall it being that this cold. Do I say this every, or do we say this every year?
Yeah, you probably are moaning a bit, to be honest.
That's not why I called in the expert, Simon.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is July in Joburg. And of course now we've got social media, which will remind us of what we were saying this time last year. And so I do happen to know, not so much in July, but in June last year, I was really, really cold. And, I had an interesting experience. I was developing a product for a university, where one of the things that we did was we got, first years, to draw their perceptions of lockdown during lockdown last year. Right. And I had forgotten how cold it was. All of these fine arts students are drawing people cuddled up in sleeping bags with beanies on their heads in their kitchens and so on. Which is such a cool little window into what it was like. So no, I mean, July in Joburg is cold. There's no way about it. I'd still rather have this than 10 foot of snow like you would get in Canada or somewhere like that.
Absolutely. You know, we spent a year living in New York, and your houses are very warm. So you don't have an issue. You don't walk around your house cold like I think we do here. It was just cold is completely debilitating. The snow is completely debilitating.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And look, I mean, that is the problem with our houses, or with the cold, for Johannesburgers, is we're just not set up for it. You know, we don't have, double glazing on our windows and all of those sort of things, because we really only have maybe 2 weeks a year where it's unpleasantly cold. The rest of the time, I mean, we have easily the best weather in the world. But that's not to say that there hasn't been weird stuff going on in the weather around the world, for sure.
Right, so let's just talk about that, because so the snap that we've had in the last over the last 2 weeks. Look, there's also this Twitter account, Gauteng Weather, that makes me completely hysterical, because they do everything in capital letters and exclamation marks, and I start panicking 5 days before we even get to the cold weather. But they do definitely work me up. That said, has this been an unnatural few weeks?
This particular cold snap in Joburg, no. What I would consider has been unnatural has been what's going on in North America. Right. A friend of mine lives in British Columbia, yeah. And they were, and this is, I mean, he's 50 Ks from Whistler, which is a famous ski spot. Mm. He's been hitting 39, 40 degrees Celsius. Wow. You know, it's been absolutely insane.
And of course the floods in Germany, floods in China.
And there's been insane floods in Germany. The Chinese floods were just off the charts. I think the Philippines had big floods as well. So there's definitely, extreme weather events going on around the globe. And with this news that we might be, at some point in the next 5 years hitting this 1.5 degree above pre-industrial levels tipping point. That's really, really scary news.
What does that mean?
Essentially, we are very sophisticated in how we model global temperature. And yes, there is natural variation, and the Earth gets warmer and colder through its entire life cycle. But we're able to overlay on that human impact. And what we've found is that obviously we are warming as a result of the CO2 emissions that we're putting into the atmosphere. But in the next 5 years, we are going to reach 1.5 degrees above where we should be. We're not going to stay permanently above that. We will cool a little bit thereafter. But it's part of this upward trajectory. And that 1.5 degrees is where global scientists, climatologists have pinned where we need to keep the Earth below. And it's quite clear, we're not getting anywhere near it. anywhere near that as a goal.
The positive impact last year, a lot of it was fake news as well, but we were seeing quite a bit of positive impact in terms of emissions, pollution, whilst the world was in lockdown, particularly China. And does that have longer term benefits, or is that just very short lived? And do we go back to where we were?
Yeah, no, completely short-lived. What that taught us was that our global warming signature or our emissions profile is linked to consumption. And, when we don't consume as much, then yes, our emissions are going to go down. I think there is going to be a small impact in terms of just anecdotally. I don't think we're ever going to go back to a society where all white collar workers go into work every day. So many of us are going to be far more likely to be working from home. And I think the idea of going down to Cape Town for a meeting is probably long past now. I doubt we'll ever get back to that sort of thing. So there is going to be, I think we're all going to be individually more efficient in that respect. But as long as 80% or 85% of our electricity is still produced by coal-fired power stations, as a country, we're still going to be emitting a huge amount.
I just recall a number of years ago with the Beijing Olympic Games, we travel to China quite a lot, and you could never see the sky because of the pollution. And then a few weeks before the games, I was there, and suddenly there was sky over Beijing, and it turned out that they had ruled that all of the smelters near the city, in fact, had to be shut down ahead of the Beijing Games just to make the city more beautiful, which it did. And it was incredible to see the transformation of the city, where you just looked up and saw white. You couldn't even tell if it was cloudy or not. And then the next time that I was there was this beautiful clear sky.
Makes a noticeable difference. And even I remember driving out to the northern parts of Joburg during the very, very strictest of our lockdowns, during the time when literally you were the only car on the road. And you could see individual trees on the Magaliesberg. Now, a lot of that will be dust emission, just from cars going back and forth and so on. But a lot of it would have been car smoke. And so we're very, very capable of making short-term differences to our air quality. It's that ability to make a long-term difference that is very, very tricky.
Right. Just circling back before we end. So yes, I am complaining more than I need to be complaining. That's what you're saying. What can we anticipate over the next few weeks in terms of this weather?
Oh, look, make no mistake. You're in your rights to complain. I complain all the time, and my daughter comes through and tells me every morning that she hates winter. So I think you can complain, but what you're complaining about is not unusual. In terms of what we can expect, so things are going to warm up a little bit as we get into August. But I always remind everyone that year in, when was it, 1980, I think, or 1981, when it snowed in Joburg, that was on the 10th of September, I think. So we're always able to get very, very late season cold snaps. But certainly August is generally where we begin to turn around. The wind picks up a little bit as we change weather systems. So it's good kite flying weather. We can look forward to that.
Absolutely. And that is where we leave it. Simon Gear, thank you, as always, for chatting to us.